We're with Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler coming down the hill with a putt to save the match, and he has scored it. He has actually sunk a magnificent putt. This young man has gone to the, is now going to the 18th hole, having been three down, having won both 16 and 17. And what drama. I mean, this is the stuff of legend. He was dead in the water. He was playing really badly, and Molinari was all over him. And he has just sunk a magnificent putt on the 17 to keep alive. Sorry, I repeat myself. Meanwhile, Zach Johnson has just pulled his putt to the left-hand side. I think that was probably a putt to win the match. And Harrington is not dead yet. I have been assuming that McDowell is the one to think about. But here we go. We'll just see. Here's the left-handed American. Mickelson, three up with a putt to win the match, down the hill, and he goes straight into the very centre of the hole. He looks every bit a great player. Relaxed face, thanking everybody in a very courteous manner. And here we have it. McDowell is two up on the 15th hole. We're about to see that action. And the other matches are Harrington is three down, going to the 16th. And Molinari, Eduardo Molinari, has played 17 holes and he's got to the 18th. Playing with Fowler in the match is 13 points to Europe and 12 to the United States. Here we have it. Hunter Mahan on the tee. On 15. Strikes the ball. That looked very good to me. Let's see. Oh, the ball went straight at the flag. Where has it gone? To come up just short of the green, I think. Dead on line. If so, that won't be the easiest place to be, but to these guys, that's... Well, let's not assume anything. I see Monty with Darren Clark sitting beside him, all dressed in blue, 253 yards ahead of him. Graham McDowell swings his driver. Big, big shot, this. Looks to me like as if he's pushed it out to the right. He seemed to be urging it to come back. He has indeed gone out to the right. Yes, he's in a very tricky position. He's in ground that has been well trodden above the hole on the right-hand side in the rough. He'll have to hold that ball and prevent it running too far down the green. Meanwhile, on the 18th hole, Ricky Fowler, one down, very big hitter, gets ready to address the fairway. I don't think he knows how to hold back, this young man. He's given the ball a good clout. And he's put it into the rough. He's in relatively benign rough. Won't be able to go for the green from there. But he's down the left-hand side of the fairway. Off the fairway in muddy rough. We now have Molinari. On whom, you know, he can't be used to this kind of pressure. But I must say, he's done terribly well until he was hit by Fowler brilliance. So I expect him to swing well here. He's usually a very straight hitter. Ball is in the air. Its ball has gone right down on the fairway into one of those lovely little diamond crisscross squares. There we are. That's where we have it. We'll just hang on now and see how McDowell gets on. Actually, I'm going to stop now. I'm going back to Harrington because it would be wrong to write such a great player off. He's been wayward off the tee all over the place, but he's just hit one. Oh, he's hit somebody. He just hit a spectator. He's gone off into well-trodden rough on the 16th. That isn't such a bad place that he's landed in. It's certainly a lot better than where Graham McDowell has found himself. He's in what I call the field above the 15th hole. Meanwhile, the American is in the much lighter rough around the green. He's about to hit what looks for all the world like a lob wedge shot. Looks like he's going to lift the ball up high. Certainly doesn't look like he's going to cut it low along the ground. If it was me, I'd be coming in low along the ground, but these guys are so good and so accurate with their lob wedges that he can probably land the ball almost on the hole. He's landed the ball about a yard from the green, the hole. So I don't think that was a difficult job for such a superb player as himself. Darren Clark has got a walkie-talkie radio in his hand. Monty's got a loudspeaker in his ear. And Graham McDowell has some class of a wedge in his hand. And this is going to be really tough. He has to get the ball up in the air out of thick grass. And he has to find a way to stop it near the hole. The American being very close to it. The only advantage McDowell has is that if he hits a good shot but it comes up outside the American, he gets to have the first go at the putt, and in match play that really can matter a lot. Right, staying with McDowell now, dressed in blue, short sleeve shirt, jabbing his wedge into the muddy grass, cleaning a bit off the top. I think this man must have had a lot of nerves. He's going to try and play a shot against the side of a hill as well. This is going to be quite interesting. Oh, he's fluffed it. The pressure, perhaps. At this level, you have to say that they all do feel pressure. He's left the ball in the grass in front of him and he hasn't reached the green. Okay, this is really fierce stuff. The TV people have really difficult decisions to make. They're now showing us Fowler's ball and Molinari's ball. Fair enough, but McDowell is in some trouble. Here we see Harrington punching a ball in to the rough on a par 5 hole. I think he wanted to leave himself. Oh, sorry. Apologies. That was Molinari who's punched the ball into the rough short of the green. From the back, I have to admit, at a distance via the TV, I thought it looked a little like Harrington. Anyway, here we are. We all make mistakes, especially Graham McDowell. I'm just on tenterhooks wishing that they take us back to see where the ball actually has finished up. We have Ricky Fowler getting what looks like a ruling. Maybe his ball is in. I think I'll turn on and see what's going on here. I can't quite follow this. No. We're back to McDowell, who will be aiming to try to sink a chip from off the green. Two up, third shot, 15th hole. Gone well past the flag. He's given himself, don't know which part of the flag he was aiming at, because he must have he pitched that ball much too hard. McDowell has, okay, this is easy for me to say sitting on the sofa, but he's made a pig's ear of the 15th hole, and he looks very much like as if he's going to lose it to an American who's played it in a very solid manner. Okay, we leave it like that for the moment, and